We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
So many teenagers waiting to be adopted from foster care feel like their lives are over. They've given up hope of having a permanent home and are terrified of aging out with no support system. Right now, more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted in the U.S. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is dedicated to finding them the right family before it's too late. Learn how you can help at davethomasfoundation.org/learn more.
All right,
hello?
Just triple
O.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. I've already ruined it.
You didn't ruin a thing, Jordan.
I was just triple checking that everyone is recording.
I yes. am. My numbers are moving
Perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Okay.
Mine are moving down. What does that mean?
It means you're in rewind.
Oh, no.
Okay. Give me an S. S, you got your S. You got your S. Give me an A.
Hey, this is going to take forever.
You're right. After I started, I was like, oh, boy. One, I hope I don't fuck it up. Two, this will take a while.
I appreciate the spirit.
Hey, thanks. I went for a good long walk today, and I'm wearing a shirt that says Basketball Mom, and people were very friendly to me on my walk. Because Clyde has a purple tail, and then apparently I'm a mom. And people were, like, nodding and smiling at me. And that never... They don't really do that when I'm not wearing a mom shirt.
Oh. People are nicer to moms.
They are. And they're mean to non-moms.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you need more mom gear. Just start pushing a stroller around.
With nothing but basketballs in it. And I'm like, that's what basketball mom means.
These basketballs are my children.
I bought this shirt at a thrift store because I thought it was funny to wear if I'm like I'm not a mom.
It is funny.
But it's really come in handy.
Hmm. Yeah. You should go to You should go to like I was gonna say a basketball store, a sporting goods store. And see if they give you like discounts because you're like, my kid is playing, so he needs stuff.
Okay, the next time I need a basketball, I'll do that. Which sounds like I'm being like dismissive, but I have a basketball in my trunk for just in case.
Oh, just in case you need to play some street ball?
Yeah, in case someone's like, my ball's flat. Do you want to shoot some hoops or something?
Aww.
Well, I have roller skates in my trunk, stripper shoes, a basketball, a blanket. And I think that's it. So I'm ready for whatever.
Yeah. Many activities.
Lock my car just in case someone needs to have fun and they break into my car and they're like, well, my days turn around. I wear an 11. I'm going to go roller skating.
I was going to rob this lady. There's no cash in here, but there's the basketball. And then what if they become the next NBA all-star?
I would love it because if I ever turn on ESPN and a youth is like, I turned to basketball because I broke into a Jeep and there was a basketball in there, I would be like, that was me.
I'm so proud. And then you can wear your basketball mom shirt to the game.
Yes. And that's how I become a real basketball mom. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
I can't wait for this to happen.
I'm really excited for you.
Sashir. Mm-hmm. Can I give you what you've been yearning for like the last week?
Okay.
It's a poll update. You weren't actually yearning for it. I just want to tell you things.
Oh.
I did so much poll yesterday, I couldn't walk. It hurt so bad.
Oh, how long did you do it?
We did it for 2 hours.
Good work.
And we didn't really take any breaks because she was really excited that I learned how to invert a little bit without using an exercise ball. Mm-hmm. But I cannot get an inside or outside leg hang. It's really hard for me.
Yeah, they seem very hard.
I just can't get my butt up high enough.
Are you posting these videos?
No.
Are you sending them to me? Because I'm certainly not seeing it.
Well, the one that I got at home, I'm in my underwear, and I didn't think that was appropriate to send.
I've seen you in your underwear.
I guess you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll send it along.
Thank you.
You keep
giving me these poll updates, but I'm not seeing visuals.
I'm sorry. I will give you some visuals.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no worries. She gave me a pep talk. So Veronica gave me a pep talk the other day. I don't know if I've talked about this, but her pep talk was essentially, I know it's scary and you don't think you can, but you just have to like do it. And it was like longer than that. And then after she was done, I was like, is this a pep talk? And she was like, I guess. And it worked this year. I've just been throwing myself around. Yesterday, I fell right off the pole and fell into a funky split. I'm having fun. My body hurts.
Yes, just throw that body around.
I bought more heels. I don't need any more heels, but I bought them.
Yeah, you'll use them.
You're right. I will.
Yeah. I did an aerial yoga class here, and it's like they have the silks and stuff, but it's not a high ceiling. So you're mostly using it to stretch, mm-hmm. which is great because my body's always sore because I'm getting
like
older.
Getting old.
Yes. But it's nice to like use the fabric to stretch. And then like sometimes we'll do poses. And it was my first class, and there was something, I don't know what anything's called, but we were like kind of in a cross, not cross legged pose. I don't know how to describe this, but my legs were inside of the fabric.
Okay.
And I was kind of sitting.
Yeah.
And then she wanted us to like lower our torso downwards, so we're upside down and kind of like hanging like a bat.
Yes.
And like you could lower yourself slowly or just fall. Uh-huh. And I guess because I was like kind of fearlessly doing everything else, she was like, just fall. And I just did it. And she was like, wow, you're brave. And I was like, should I not? I trusted you. should I not be? You told me to fall.
I think a lot of people will be like, oh, no, thank you. And very few people are like, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Veronica has been showing me things, and then I'll ask to see it one more time, and then I'll just do it and not think about it.
Yeah.
And it's been working out pretty well.
Yeah. You gotta be fearless.
You gotta be fearless, baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lady I like. Her name on Instagram is Texas Crunky, and she is a plus size polar. I don't know how she identifies, but I think she identifies as plus size. I don't know. You don't want to go around insulting people. But she's super fearless. She will just like climb to the top of the pole and tumble down. And I'm always like, I want to be like that.
You will.
I will. And then there's another plus size polar. I hope that's how she identifies. I can't remember her name, but she makes sexy costumes. Mm-hmm. And she made a sexy UPS costume. And I was like, that's funny.
It's very funny.
I think I might order one, but I don't know how.
Via UPS.
Okay, maybe you can help me because I'm terrible at Googling, but I'm looking for a suspender leotard.
Like for polling or just in life?
For polling, but I mean, maybe I'll wear it in life. Maybe I'll go to a rave one of these days.
Okay, wait. So this is a leotard that has suspenders?
It's
or is it like
really
overalls?
Hard. It's a leotard, and then instead of like going just to the neckline, it goes lower than your titties, and then you wear like a tube top. Yeah, that like an 80s exercise outfit, and I can't seem to find any in plus size.
Oh, Judith, our producer for today, found something called Rave Fix. So it's like something that you would find at a rave, I think, or word to a rave.
I, Maybe. I think they only go up to a large. I think I've been to this website.
But this is what you want?
This is exactly what I want.
I like it.
And I can't find one. So listeners, if you can find me, if you Google 80s, like a workout outfit, you'll see exactly what I mean. If you can find one in a 3X, send it to us at Nicole and Sashir at Jamil.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's on you.
What? Thanks. I think so too. I think it would look real cute just climbing the pole, looking like a little 80s lady.
Yeah, definitely.
I sent this to you on Twitter, but did you see that Blue Ivy got to dance with Beyonce at her fucking performance?
Like during the concert?
During her fucking tour. Aww. This lucky motherfucker got to dance with her mother, Beyonce.
You said lucky. It's her mom. It's not like it was like a fan who got a chance encounter with Beyonce. It's her
Can
mom.
You believe that Beyonce met this girl named Blue Ivy and let her on stage?
I also don't think this is the first time that Blue has danced with her mom. Oh, but
it's like dancing, it's dancing. So I don't think she's done dancing like that.
Yeah. No, actually, I think the video I did see, like, Blue was starting to dance and Beyonce was like,
No.
Like, she stopped her.
Maybe she was like, you don't know the choreography yet, honey. Yeah. You got to practice a little
and
bit more.
And now she does. Oh, this is very cute. That's so cute.
Ugh, I'm jealous.
Well, she's not your mom.
Why can't Beyonce be my mom?
That's honestly a good question. Why isn't she your mom?
Well, it's kind of wild if you think about it. Like, children who get to be the children of Beyonce and stuff, it's like, well, why can't I? Why did things work out the way they did? Why is my mommy and daddy who they are? I want to be a Nepo baby. I want it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It might be too late for you.
I think it is, unless when we go see Beyonce, I go, be my mom. And she's like, I heard something. Sounds like an adult in need.
An adult in need.
And then she and Jay-Z adopt me and they're my mummy and daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know what? Maybe that could happen. Make a sign.
Sashir, this is why we're friends. Other people would go, you fucking bumbling idiot. But you said, yeah, let's make a sign. Thank you. Yeah. That's the support I need.
Mm-hmm. Because best case scenario, it happens.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, she doesn't see the sign. And that's okay.
That is the worst case.
But I think it might be confusing because everyone on the internet calls celebrities mom.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Yeah, it is weird.
Because,
yeah,
I wouldn't actually want someone to be my mom. I don't visit my mom that much. I don't, you know, like, I think I'd want someone to be like my friend or like my bestie. But to be my mom, what, I'm going to like yell at you because you didn't make pancakes right? Like, I don't want that relationship with Beyonce or anybody else.
I think it's a bastardization of like a mother of a house, like a ballroom house where it's like, mother, I'm the mother of the house of Balenciaga or whatever.
Oh.
And I think, no offense to the nice whites, but I think they took it and didn't quite understand it. And then they're like, you're my mom, mother. I think
that makes sense to me. That sounds very logical.
Yeah. But also, I don't know, maybe the youth are like, no, you stupid bitch, you're wrong. We actually want Beyonce to make us pancakes.
I want her to take care of me when I'm sick. I want her to pick me up from soccer practice.
Imagine Beyonce picking you up from soccer practice. It would be a hullabaloo.
Yeah, pandemonium.
Truly, everyone will lose their fucking minds. Oh, my God. The game would stop.
Ooh, Judith found a very cute.
Jordan found it.
Three.
Oh, Jordan found this.
Jordan.
No, oh. Kimmy found it.
Oh my Kimmy. Gosh.
Well, who found it?
Who found the mystery?
Announce yourself.
They have more stuff too. If you scroll down a little bit, the image is only in a very small size, but they had a bunch of stuff. So maybe
this is cute.
It maybe
is specifically pole dancing clothing. It's all shiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. Coquetry clothing.
Ooh, will you send that to me, Kimmy, Jordan, or Judith?
Oh, these are suspender rompers.
They are. Oh, maybe I should be looking up suspender rompers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It would be helpful to get the name right.
You had the suspender part.
Thank you. I was looking up overall. It goes to a 3X. I was looking up overall leotard, and the internet truly was like, what the fuck are you looking for? Google spat at me through my phone. And I was like, I'm sorry.
How dare you? You don't know what you're looking for. We're not even going to help you out and say, did you mean?
We won't even say, did you mean? Ooh, that got me good.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. I finished watching this Mer People documentary series.
Excuse?
You know mermaids?
Yes.
And mermen?
Yes.
There's a community of merpeople. Oh. And Netflix did a docuseries on them.
Okay, my understanding of merpeople is cartoons. These people are not half people, half fish. They're people who choose to wear fins.
Yes, these are humans,
okay, great,
who enjoy wearing fins or enjoy the mermaid lifestyle and are performers or just do it for fun or just like want to be in the community. But
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, merpeople. And there's like a whole industry for, well, I don't know how big the industry is, but there are people who make tails. Mm-hmm. Like I don't, silicone tails? I actually have no idea what they're made out of. But like different types of tails that look like really good underwater or like move mm-hmm. well with you. And then in the documentary, there was a woman who was like, she had a goal of like making like plus size tails because I think that's a new venture.
Very
for the community.
Niche market.
Uh-huh. I think it's a very niche market, but there's also like groups that are like for fat mermaids. And like if you are bigger and want a mermaid, mm-hmm. then you can join this group or like at least feel comfortable in this group. I also loved the idea of the community because they love puns and I love puns.
You do love a pun.
They would be like, oh, she's fantastic. Or like,
ooh, that pun was witty.
I know. It's like some are very like,
that's funny. But,
there's like a competition they were following and they're like, oh yeah, we have to judge you on your mercenality or your merisma.
Oh my god.
I can't remember what the other ones were, but I was like, yes, more.
That's very funny. Ooh, maybe I'll watch it. I just watched the Anna Nicole Smith documentary, and it seemed a little biased, I thought, because they didn't really interview anybody who was like on her side fully. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Her old ass husband, he's dead. Like, a lot of people who are, well, her bodyguard, Momo, was very kind and spoke nicely of her. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it was like, I was like, oh, I don't know. It felt a little biased. I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah. No, I need to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's tragic, which
it
I guess
is pretty tragic. And her life, you know, was pretty tragic. But she doesn't get enough credit, I don't think, for like presenting a different body type. She was still thin, but she was bigger than the other thin girls. And that I'll always thank her for.
Because she was like a supermodel, right?
Yeah, no. She did a Guess Jean campaign. She took over for, I think, for Claudia Schiffer. She was that the name? Claudia yeah. Schiffer? Schiffer? Claudia Schiffer. Claudia Schiffer.
I think it's just Schiffer.
Schiffer. I don't
know. Schiffler.
Schiffler. And then when I was shopping at Lane Bryant as a teen, because there was like no places for fat teens to shop, I remember seeing her face and I was like, oh wow, she's like more youthful than the other models that they had. I was sad when she passed away. And I remember exactly where I was. I was in Lane Bryant working. And I was like, I simply can't work right now. Because I was really upset.
Oh, interesting. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like helpful for the change in fashion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they did show, her bodyguard did say that when she went to the MTV Music Awards to like introduce Kanye, where she was like my body. Do you remember that? He said that she was fully coherent before and was like presenting as drunk so people would talk about it.
Ooh, interesting.
Which I was like, honestly, that's smart because we all talked about it for a while.
Yeah, I think I do remember that. Yeah, she just seemed unwell. But then she died. So it seemed like it all led to that.
Yes, maybe. Mm-hmm. But also her son died and that made her sad. But then also she was on a lot of medication. It was an interesting documentary.
Yeah. Do you think anyone today is pretending to be kookier than they are? Like in the media?
Julia Fox is pretty kooky, but I think that's her heart. She's doing exactly what she's meant to be doing. I love her.
Yeah, I have wondered. I'm like, how planned out are these things that she's doing? Or is she just living?
I'm hoping she's just really living her good life.
Mm-hmm.
She's so funny to me.
She's very funny.
My favorite is when she did that tutorial on that her giant black winged eye that truly just looks like she smeared eyeshadow on. She did a whole tutorial and I was like, I love that there's a method to the madness. And at one point she was like, I messed up. And I was like, did you?
Couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell at all.
I just love that audio that went around for a while where she was like, yes, I did it myself.
Yes. Oh, she's so perfect. I wish celebrities were more fun like they were. Remember when Tom Cruise jumped on a couch
Then
Oprah was like, bring out Katie. And he had to go all the way backstage to find her because she didn't want to come out. And then he dragged her out. Bring it back.
I was just talking about that with someone. Oh, I think because I saw the Brooke Shields documentary. And then there's a part in there where Tom Cruise was on a mission to, on a Mission Impossible to, to ruin Brooke Shields, I guess, campaign or the mission she had, which was to bring attention to postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she doesn't know anything. She's not a doctor. These meds, we don't know where these meds came from. We don't know what they do. And people were like, we have proof. We have medical proof. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because Scientologists, I don't know really too much about Scientology, but I don't think they believe in like medication.
I really don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I know I went to the Museum of Psychiatry the first time I visited LA, and I was telling someone about it, and they're like, that's a Scientology museum. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so susceptible to things. Because I was truly like, this and this and this and this. People were like, okay, Nicole.
I've never heard of the Museum of Psychiatry, and also did not know the Scientologist thing.
I don't know if it's still open.
What was in the museum?
Like videos and like little little sets that they made to like showcase like medieval medical stuff. It was interesting.
Okay. So Scientologists seek conventional medical treatment for medical conditions. Scientologists use prescription drugs when physically ill and also rely on the advice of treatment of medical doctors. Okay, so they do.
But maybe they don't believe in psychology or therapy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Ooh, they're religiously committed never to take psychiatric drugs and to reject psychology outright. The socio-political roots of the movement have different origins. Yeah, so the whole Museum of Psychiatry or whatever was like against what's it called when they like sizzle your brain? Electroshock therapy. There was like a
sizzle
ton of
your brain. What's it called? When they sizzle your brain. What happened to Uncle Dennis? Oh, they sizzled his brain. He was saying things, so they sizzled his brain right up.
But now he's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. There was like a bunch of exhibits dedicated to that and the horrors of that. Because it was pretty horrific back in the day. Like, they wouldn't sedate you or anything. Now I think they do.
Do they still do electroshock therapy?
I think so.
I thought that was no longer a thing. Because I thought it was like, that is not great, I don't think. At least the depictions I've seen on TV seem pretty horrible. But those are all based in the past. And it's television.
And it's television. It's not real life.
I can't imagine what that does to you, or like what that would fix.
I think it causes like memory loss. So you like lose your tragic memories. Listen, I skimmed when I was Googling and maybe you skimmed wrong. But also, I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me.
No, I'm only going to take your word for it.
No, Sashir, I'm not a medical MD.
No, I believe I'm this
not,
to be fact.
I'm not a medical MD doctor.
Okay. Let's see. Do people still use electroshock therapy? In the United States, ECT treatments are generally given two to three times weekly for 3 to 4 weeks for a total of 6 to 12 treatments. For what? Some doctors use a newer technique called unilateral ultra brief pulse electroconvulsive therapy. Okay.
Wow.
So I guess it still is a thing.
I think so. But I think it's used very, very little and probably in like the like worst case scenario, it's like, we're going to do this.
Can we look up what is it used for?
Ooh, yeah.
It's a safe, low risk procedure that's helpful in the treatment of depression, suicidality, severe psychosis, food refusal, secondary to depression, and catatonia. Okay.
Oh, interesting. So electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT for short, is a treatment that involves sending an electric current through your brain, causing a brief surge of electrical activity within your brain, also known as a seizure. The aim of the treatment is to relieve symptoms of some mental health problems. Interesting. Wow. Look at us, learning at noon 30.
I certainly didn't know any of this before.
I sure didn't either.
Okay, so maybe it's not so bad. It just
seems pretty intense.
Intense. But maybe it's fine.
Maybe. I don't know. You heard it here first. We're pretty indifferent about it.
Yeah. Jury's still out. I don't really know how I feel.
I don't really know, but maybe not so bad. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think I'd want it, though.
I don't think so either.
Seems like it hurts.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you something, and I fully forgot.
Come on.
Oh, my God. My little brain.
Tell me.
Oh, my God. You're taking off your clothes. What's happening? What are you wearing?
I got a little hot. I think just thinking about electroshock therapy. I don't know.
Oh, it made you all steamy? Is that what turned you on?
No, not steamy. Just, like, stressed. Oh. I'm just like, yeah.
That makes sense. Is it warm in Atlanta and is it sunny?
It's very sunny and it's very warm.
Wow. I wish it was sunny and warm here.
Yeah, I heard it has not been nice in LA.
It's chilly.
And
the sun won't come out today or tomorrow. It's maddening.
It's maddening.
It really rocks my block. I need the sun.
We need the sun.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we do a quiz?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
Let's do a quiz. Ooh. Wow, big yawn, Jordan. You bored?
I'm sorry. I've been really tired this morning. I ate a bagel and it just like too much carbohydrates. Clearly, my body was like, you need other food.
It rocked your block.
It rocked my block. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, eat to your heart's content and we'll give you a travel destination for the summer.
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, I hope it gives us somewhere fun.
Can you hear my chair?
I can't really.
Wait, what happened? It was making noise. Now it's not. There, hear that?
Oh yeah, I can hear that. I don't know. Sounds like you're farting.
No. I swear it's the chair.
I don't know, Sashir. It sounds like you had some gas and you didn't want to turn off your mic. And now you're just moving around saying, "Can you hear my chair?"
No. I swear it's definitely my chair.
She thought she was sneaky with that one. Did you hear my chair? Yeah, sure, Sashir, we can hear your chair.
I'm just shitting myself. I'm actually on a toilet right now.
I mean, we're on Zoom. Truly, you could turn off your camera and blow your butt out. Can you hear my chair?
Boy, it's like your funny. Chair is flushing too. What's happening?
Okay, start off with a drink.
Champagne.
Chai tea.
Whiskey.
Water.
Margarita.
Coffee. Let's see, are we on vacation?
Eat to your heart's content and we'll give you a travel destination for the summer. You can catch me drinking champagne in France this summer. There were no instructions. Okay, so no. I guess we just what drink would you like?
Okay, I'm going to say champagne.
I'm going to say water because you know I love water.
My God, you do love water. Wait, do you want to be a mer person? Is that why you were watching the documentary? Because you love water?
I don't think I want to be a mer person, but I really, really enjoyed it. I was like, these people look fun and they're having such a good time. And it's like, I think I like little like niche communities. I think they're cool. But I don't know. And there are like a bunch of, well, I don't know about a bunch. It looked like a bunch in the documentary, but there's like a Black mer community.
Oh
yeah, there's like a like afro mermaid like conference or something.
Maybe this is your way to get into the water more.
Yeah, put a tail on me.
Wait, can people swim with the tails?
Yeah.
Oh, in the ocean or in pools?
In pools. I don't know if it's safe to do it in the ocean.
Yeah, what if a real mer person's like, this is mer face, and kills you?
Oh, no. What if a manatee sees you and tries to have sex with you?
I would say, try it. Give me your best shot, manatee. But did you get it? Merface, blackface?
No, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you got it.
No, I definitely did.
Yeah, merface, blackface.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
Time for an appetizer.
Charcuterie.
Paneer pakora.
Mm-hmm. Chicken wings.
Bruschetta.
Chips and guacamole.
Edamame.
Edamame. It's Italian.
Yeah, you get your edamame with your carbonara.
Edamame mia.
What are you gonna say?
I like paneer pakora.
I don't think I've ever had it. Is it green?
It's green. I think it's just like vegetables fried, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of sag paneer.
Yeah, sag paneer.
I'm
going to
choose. Oh, I love chicken wings, but they're so messy in public. I'm going to pick chips and guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
I love guacamole.
Mm-hmm. What are you having for your main meal?
Okay, lamb.
Pani puri.
Cheeseburger.
Pasta.
Tacos.
Sushi.
For my main meal? I think you're going to say lamb.
Yes! I love lamb.
You love lamb!
And someone told me recently that it's good for people with B-type blood. So, I think my body's been craving it.
And you know what? You know, how do you know your blood?
It's easy to remember. It's B positive.
I see how that's easy to remember. Mm-hmm. You just gotta be positive.
Yes.
I don't know what blood's in me.
Mm. Well, you should ask somebody.
Who?
I honestly can't remember who told me. I don't know if it was a doctor. I definitely donated my blood a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And by younger, I mean college. Because I was bored and I was like, or I'd be like, I don't want to study, but there is this like donation van on the campus. This will feel like productive and I'm like contributing to society and not procrastinating.
I didn't go to college. So a big thing is instead of studying, donate blood.
I don't think that's a big thing. That's something I did.
Well, okay.
Because they had these big old vans on the campus where you could donate blood. And I'm like, this is helpful. There's no way I can go to the library and study right now. I should go donate blood.
Truly wild. I think I've donated blood one time. Mm-hmm. And it really made me queasy because you see it fill up. Or maybe that's not donating blood. Maybe that's mm-hmm. blood work. That is donating blood where you
see in it? The little vial?
Yeah.
Well, when you donate blood, they put it, it's like in a bag. You can still see it.
A bag? Maybe I have a bag of blood. Oh, yuck. Does blood go bad?
I don't know. But I want to say yes, but I really have no clue.
Also, who discovered that if you lose blood, we can pump you full of more blood? If I saw someone bleed out, I'd be like, well, that's the end. That's a wrap. I wouldn't be like, go get more blood. Like, what?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't think, oh, just get someone else's blood.
Yeah, and that's put it in wild.
Mm-hmm. But that's why
that's like liver transplants. Like, how? Who discovered? Like, cut that liver out of that other person. Give it to this one.
Hmm. I don't know.
Blood is stored in a refrigerator at 6 degrees Celsius and can last up to 42 days.
Okay,
that's not it? That long. What happens that's if it? You get bad blood?
Because baby, now we got bad blood.
You
know what
used to be? You turn into Taylor Swift if you get an old batch of blood.
You become a Swiftie.
Did you see that at her concerts, people who did not get tickets, like hundreds of thousands of people have just been crowding outside of the arenas and enjoying just listening to her live.
I did not see that.
I think it's like in Jersey. Maybe that's where she is now. In Jersey, they were like, if you don't have a ticket, please don't come.
Don't just crowd the street.
Go home. Who are you, a Swiftie? Are you a big Taylor? I didn't realize she was as big as she was.
She's huge. And I'm not a Swiftie. I think I know more songs than I would think because she's kind of inescapable. But yeah, she has a hold on her fans that many artists do not. Her.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Taylor Swift song is Look What You Made Me Do. Look What You Made Me Do. And I don't think anyone else likes that song.
I like that song.
It's great.
It's fun. It's fun. Ooh. It's also funny because, like, I can't think of any other artist that could be like, because she was in that whole legal thing where she doesn't own her old music catalog. So she just re-recorded her catalog. And I think that is now surpassing her old stuff, like sales wise. And she's also making money again on the same songs that she already wrote, which is wonderful that she figured out how to do that. But it's so funny to be like, I believe in my fan base so much that they are going to buy the same song that I've already recorded again. And they did. And everyone did.
And they did. And that's, yeah, I don't believe in people who like me that much. Like, I try not to repeat myself. Oh, I did a live show and I was talking about the Bahamas. And I said something about Mr. Marley and a bunch of people wooed. And I was like, oh, y'all went to the Bahamas? And they were like, no. I was like, then how do you know Mr. Marley? And they're like, your podcast. And then I was like, can't talk about that on stage again. Can't do that. But that's so funny that Taylor Swift was like, I'll just re-record these songs and they'll buy it. And they did.
And they did. Yeah.
Okay. Jordan found out in the 1800s, British obstetrician James Blundell performs the first six. That's funny that someone named Blundell, which is like blunder, performs the first successful transfusion of human blood to a patient for the treatment of postpartum hemorrhage. U.S. physicians attempt transfusing milk from cows, goats, and humans. What? And then 1795 in Philadelphia, American physician Philip Singh Psychic, performs the first human blood transfusion, although he did not publish the information. And then James Blundell stole it from him. What a Blundell.
Singh Psychic should have seen that coming.
Ooh, Sashiri, coming in hot today. I want a cheeseburger. We're still doing the quiz.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. What is the... Oh, the meal. What are you having for your main meal? I see. Good Lord. I said lamb. You said cheeseburger. Great.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want a cheeseburger. That was so fast. I didn't even understand what was happening.
My brain is moving. My Sonic cup is full of coffee. Pick a side dish.
She's zooming. Croissant.
Non.
Mashed potatoes.
Paramount Plus says Sonic 1 and 2, and I almost lost my mind last night. Broccoli.
Street corn.
Fried rice.
I still haven't seen any of the Sonic movies.
Why?
Not like out of protest. I just haven't gotten around to it. I will watch.
Okay.
I will watch.
All right. I just... I'm just not sure why you wouldn't watch a movie that has been so influential in my life. I have a Sonic rug.
Yeah, this is true. I know. I know. You have a Sonic t-shirt. You watch it multiple times. But... you've never put it on when I was at your house.
You're right, because I once showed you My Cousin Vinny and you did not react the way I wanted you to. I yes. once watched you watch the Minion movie and again, you did not react the way I wanted you to.
Yeah.
So I have decided the only way I can watch beloved movies with you is if I haven't seen them yet, like a franchise, like I'll see the next Sonic movie with you. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you haven't seen the other two. I would mm-hmm. prefer if you came in prepared, but it's not a test. You're not getting scored.
I mean, it feels like I am getting scored because you don't like the way I like the movie.
I guess that really is an insane sentence.
Yeah, you don't like the way I enjoyed the movie.
I have to tell you something. I meant to text this to you, but I told Mateo that I painted my ceiling watermelon, and mm-hmm. then he goes the outside or the inside of the watermelon, and I was floored.
Thank you. See?
I was truly shocked. I was like, what the fuck? Am I the weirdo?
I don't think you're the weirdo, but I think some people do decorate their spaces or whatever to look like the outside of a watermelon. So I think it's, I think it's a reasonable question to ask.
Okay.
Is it the inside or the outside of a watermelon?
I guess so. Never in all my days would I have thought that was the question that would come after that statement. But, you know, color me an idiot.
No. Is that you? I think it's just two different perspectives. Like, is the glass half full or half empty? You know?
It reminds me of the time. Yes, you're right. You can look at it different ways. It reminds me of the time I put on those purple sunglasses with rhinestones and I turned around and I loved them and both of you hated them. And I was so shocked because I was like, these two are going to love this. And then it was an immediate hatred. And then I panicked because I was so shocked.
Well, I don't think it was immediate hatred on our side. It was shock. We were shocked, and then you were shocked and are shocked, and we were all shocked.
We were all shocked.
We were all going through electro therapy.
ECT.
ECT.
Every time I put them on, I think of both of your reactions.
Wait, really
a
funny.
Side dish is a croissant?
I guess if you're having breakfast.
Hmm. What are you picking? Uh-oh, you're yawning. Did you have a bagel too?
No, I didn't have a bagel. What did I have to eat this morning? Eggs and salmon.
Salmon? Did you go out of the house?
I sure didn't.
You didn't? You did it?
Oh my God. I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You had salmon in the house?
In the house.
For whatever reason. I've never had salmon in my house.
They there's like salmon at the grocery store you can get that's like pre-cooked. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know.
I want mashed potatoes.
You always want mashers.
I do.
I think I'm gonna do fried rice. I love fried rice.
Finally, pick a dessert.
Creme brulee.
Gulab jamun.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Tiramisu.
Tres leches cake.
Taiyaki.
You got all the hard ones.
I did.
You know I'm going to say chocolate chip cookies.
That's what I want.
Yum, 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 yum. I love a chocolate chip cookie. My favorite is when they make it in that big skillet and it's gooey.
Who is they? Who's making it in a big skillet?
You know them. You know. When they make it. Ooh-wee.
Like at a restaurant?
You know them when they're making it.
All right. So are you saying like the cookie fills the size of the skillet? It's one of the small skillets?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I do.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Is this me or Sashir?
This is both of you, actually.
What?
Oh.
Both of you got the same results.
Whoa. Yuck. So the destination that we both have to go to this summer is the USA?
This is disgusting. This shouldn't even be an option.
Yeah. Tell me you go somewhere else.
Yeah. They're like, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. Like,
been there.
Yeah,
done
of
that.
Course. Of course I'm going to. Yeah. My grandpa lives in Chicago. Like, what?
I live in Los Angeles. Two places. I can't
I have friends
this.
In New York.
They want me to stay in my normal life?
I am? I want to go on vacation, BuzzFeed.
Oh, maybe they're like, your taste is so bad, you actually shouldn't leave.
You know, like, you like fucking chocolate chip cookies? You can stay put. Wow, you want a cheeseburger? Go home.
Yeah, cheeseburgers are everywhere, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I can get a cheeseburger anywhere.
How dare they?
My block's rocked again. Wow. Should we help people, I guess?
Yeah.
Man.
So pissed off.
I'm so mad. I want to go to Africa.
Yeah, me too. All of it. All of Africa.
All of it. The entire continent.
Mm-hmm.
I know I want to go to the Seychelles Islands. I say that all the time. They just look so fucking pretty.
Yeah.
And then maybe Ethiopia. I don't know. I want to go all over.
All over.
We really should look into a travel agency and get it. I know we've talked about this numerous times.
I know.
We got to just do it. We got to, what's it called? Eat the bullet?
Bite the bullet.
I was like, I don't even know. We just got to eat the bullet.
We just have to eat some bullets.
I don't think that's going to help us get a travel agent.
Yeah, Sashir, I'll get us a box and we'll munch.
And eventually someone will help us plan.
Hey, lady, saw you munching on bullets on the side of the road. Do you need help?
Yes, we want to go on a trip. And they're like, you go straight to the asylum. You get a trip to the hospital.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Yeah. Here's a voicemail.
Yes, this one's about a friend who their friend is inviting an ex to a wedding. I will let them explain.
Okay.
Hi, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, so here's the skinny. My dear darling best friend, he is getting married. Wonderful. We are very excited. Yes, gonna be phenomenal. He has this friend that they have been friends for quite some time. You know, she was cute, so she and I ended up dating for a little while, and we had the absolute worst breakup. Like, it was extremely painful. It was long. It was awful. Really just gutted, okay? After she and I broke up, he and her kind of dissolved their friendship as well. And I said, I was like, listen, I don't want our relationship to get in the way of y'all's friendship. And he was like, no, it's like, it's fine. Like, you're my best friend. This is how it goes. That was a couple years ago. I think we broke up in 2021. So now wedding invitations have gone out, and I RSVP on their website, and I see that she has RSVP'd as attending. Now, he did tell me a few months ago that they were, like, hanging out again or whatever, and I told him I was happy because, you know, they had a nice friendship. But he didn't tell me that she was invited to this wedding. So here's my conundrum. Do I bring it up to him and say, hey, so she's coming to the wedding? Because I don't feel that it's my place to tell someone else who is allowed to come to their wedding. Like, that doesn't sound right, right? But it's just kind of, I don't love the way that I found out. I don't love that I found out from a website, like a little heads up. They're like, hey, by the way, she's coming. Like, I don't know. It really blindsided me, and I'm not a confrontational person, and he is not a confrontational person. We can have heavy talks, but, like, we rarely have talks where it's like, hey, here's, you know, a grievance that I have with you. So, like, do I have the right to bring it up to him, or should I just suck it up because it's his big day, and I'll just get very drunk and try to ignore her at the wedding? Any advice is appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
At first, I was like, maybe you should talk to them about your comfort. But then I was like, it isn't your wedding. So maybe our caller should reach out to their ex in a peaceful manner to be like, I know that our relationship ended in a tumultuous way, but we are both friends with our mutual. We want to both celebrate them. So can we, like when they started shutting down roller skating rinks, rival gangs were like, the roller skating rinks are neutral ground. So can this wedding be neutral ground for me, a blood, and you a crip? And we just don't fight here.
Leave your colors at the door.
Yeah. There'll be a basket. Leave your colors at the door.
I like that idea. I was going to say nothing because, it's not your day. And if your friend who's getting married is basing, who knows what they're basing their decision to invite the friend was or the ex was, but like, according to what you said, you told them after the breakup, you don't want your breakup to influence mm-hmm. your friend's relationship with your ex. And then they said, hey, I'm hanging out with your ex again. And you said, that sounds great. I love that you have a friendship with them. So I think, I would assume that the person who's getting married would probably think it's all chill and be like, yeah, I will invite my friend who we were like, we dissolved a little bit and now we're back together. And also my current best friend. And probably maybe didn't think that they needed to bring it up to you. Because also the breakup was 2 years ago and time has passed, you know?
Yeah, and then maybe you don't have to say anything in the beginning. You can just say at the wedding, hey, really nice to see you.
Yeah.
And just like leave it at that and be like, it's been 2 years. We both evolved.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I guess the person calling in probably does feel some kind of way because they wouldn't have brought it up at all. But maybe everyone else has moved on and you can just go to the wedding and support your friend and be cordial when you see your ex. Or if you're really worried that there's going to be a fight or something or like bad, like weird energy, maybe see if that ex is around and be like, hey, can we get coffee before the wedding? I don't want the first time I see you since our breakup to be at the wedding.
I think that's great.
If you really need some kind of closure or like water under the bridge or anything to happen before you get there.
Yeah.
But also I think it'll probably be fine. Things are usually much better in real life than we like catastrophize in our brain. I've like had so many situations where I'm like, I don't know, like, is it going to be awkward if I see this person or like whatever? And then it happens and you're like, oh, that wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, that was fully normal and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I think it'll be fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Solved. But also you can call them up and ask them which gang they are and if they want to leave their colors at the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're going to contact anyone, I don't think you should be your best friend who's getting married.
Correct.
Because they are dealing with some other stuff and this is low on their priority list, I would imagine.
Yes. And I do a thing where I go, oh my God, why wasn't I thought of da 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 da? And then it's like, oh, it wasn't that I wasn't thought of. I'm not the main character in this decision. This decision has nothing to do with me. So let me get over my whole like little main character energy moment and just go and enjoy because it's not about me.
Yeah.
No one's thinking about me right now. And I have a very hard time with that.
Well, if you're thinking about us and you want to ask us a question, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And we have transcripts for our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and what? Subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. We have a live show.
It's June 19th at Largo in Los Angeles. You can go to largo-la.com for tickets.
See you there, or be a square.
Yeah! Bye.
Goodbye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.